Schauger, do you know, Wonder fans are curious, who's playing with who tonight?
Yeah, so I was sort of doing a bunch of sit-downs and some other interviews and stuff, so I wasn't able to take in all of the Oilers skates. But I can tell you that Nurse is playing with Gernat. I know that. And I know that Draisaitl is playing with Mraz and Chase, I believe. The other line combinations, I saw them on Twitter, but I don't have them written down at this moment. So looks like we got a scrap breaking out here in the Winnipeg-Calgary game that's going on right now. This looks like Adam Lowry, Winnipeg Jets prospect, big guy, 6'5". And he is scrapping with a pretty good fight here, fellas. That's the thing about this tournament, eh? Like, it's intense. And it's,
That doesn't really matter. Who cares?
See who's fight. Doesn't matter. Anyway, no. Sorry. Bad little piece of radio. I just got distracted.
Yeah. Was there like a shiny thing that went by? You're like a cat right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Focus, Rashawn.
You know
focus.
Me.
Focus.
I'm scrambling through my notes, but trying to watch the fight at the same time and forget that I'm doing live radio.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, but no, Draisaitl and Nurse are both playing tonight, and Nurse and Gernat are paired together. That'll be interesting to see.
You look at, that's surprising to me, not at all, Mraz and Chase. Like, Chase had 85 points in the WHL. Probably the most skilled, you know, aggressive forward the Oilers have in the organization.
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, he's a different game than Mraz. Like, Mraz, I think, Mraz had a pretty decent offensive year, but, he's a tough kid. He's a scrapper. He's a hitter. Chase is more like a kind of annoy you, get in there, grind, dig, hit hard, that sort of thing. But he's got the higher-end offensive upside. So I think between Mraz and Chase, they've got a couple of guys that bring a little bit of sandpaper, a little bit of – they bang around a little bit. And a couple pretty good – the other thing about Chase is – or sorry, about Mraz is that he looks good. Like, he can tell he's been training hard. You can tell he's hit the gym hard. He looks really good. His body, he just looks like a different kid when I saw him today.
Bogdan Yakimov, first impressions.
Yeah, again, I mean, I only had time to watch about 10 minutes of their practice today because of some other interviews that we had going on. So I'll be more interested to see tonight. I'll be able to judge a little bit better tonight. But, he's the big guy, seems to skate reasonably well. From what you can tell from watching three or four drills, Jason, like, it's tough to say, so we'll have to wait and see.
Is he a good skater? Great skater? Can you tell that at all?
Yeah, no, I think I would say average from what I could see at practice.
Okay.
But I'm standing down in the corner while they were doing, I think they were doing some sort of flow drill of some sort. He looked okay, but I didn't think of him as a great skater as I was watching him. But I'll get a better sense tonight from up top watching him and see how he gets up and down the ice in game action.
Yeah, they've actually got some big guys down the middle. Draisaitl, Yakimov, and Kara, who's another big body who's destined to go to the American League. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, as far as the overall diversity and potential of this Oilers rookie camp, that it might be the best because they've got skilled size, they've got some aggression, they've got forwards, centers, wingers, and most importantly, defensemen, and a center, because that's something they really haven't had other than Nugent Hopkins in the last 5 years.
Yeah, for sure. And the mix of skill that's in there too. I think I was reading that last year, I don't know that they had a player at this camp that had 30 goals in the season the year before. This year, I think they have, I think there's like six or seven of them. There's a bunch of them that had that were 30 goal scorers. So the skill level and the size quotient is different. There's bigger guys. There's more skilled guys here. I'm just looking down the list. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's 5 or 6 guys, anyways, that had 30 plus goals last year, and they didn't have hardly any of those guys last year.
Any talk at all about unsigned free agents getting invites to Edmonton's main camp?
No, the information I have says that there's nothing brewing right now. That they're not, and that was as of maybe, I'd say 48 hours ago, I was told there was nothing coming. There were no plans, and unless something changed, the expectation is there wouldn't be. Now, that can change quickly, but I don't know that the fit is necessarily there. I mean, you can go on to CapGeek and you can click on free agent centers and look at what the Oilers might be interested in, and there just isn't a ton there. Because if they were going to do it with anybody, you'd think it would be a center, right?
Yeah, most likely. Sure. Well, maybe they want another small skilled forward. No, I'm kidding. Speaking of small skilled forwards, Ryan, now, Chakev is listed at 5'8", but I've been hearing that, you know, maybe he's actually closer to 5'10". Is he that small, or did the guy grow a little bit this summer?
You know, I think he's probably that small. Okay. I just got a quick look at him. I haven't seen him off the ice yet, though. So it's tough to tell when they're on skates. But, yeah, definitely a pretty small guy. They got him listed at 5'9". That might be a little bit generous. The other guy, too, that I'm watching in this game here is Gaudreau. Like, he is small.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a heck of a good player. He'll probably play on the Flames this year. Man, is he tiny out there. Really, like, noticeably small.
But not only is he small, like, he's not heavy. Like, people want to say Marty St. Louis' height was 5'9", 5'8", whatever it was. But Marty St. Louis' legs were freaking tree trunks. Right, like, and that's where you generate all your power and your core strength down low. You know, Gaudreau is a guy who, until he puts on some muscle or weight, I don't care what the points totals were in NCAA, he's going to struggle in the NHL.
Well, it's interesting, and you brought up Tachev. Is that how we're saying it, Tachev?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll just go with that for now, Tachev. Until he makes a team, and we need to say it regularly. But I mean, he's listed at 141 pounds. Can you imagine? He's listed at 141 pounds. I mean, I haven't seen 141 pounds since I was 13 years old. Like, and he's out there skating against guys, you know, 6'5", 215, 6'3", 210. So it'll be interesting to see how he survives.
Oh, 141?
That's what he's on here at, man. I'm looking at the sheet right now.
Oh, wow.
5'9", 141 pounds.
That can't be right. Even online, they have him at 150. But geez, either way, like that's pretty tiny. And when you start playing men, like, oh my goodness, Shea Weber, those guys are using two fingers to push him off.
Well, I mean, I guess he played where he was in Omsk, played a couple games there, played in Moncton. So he has played a little bit against men. We'll see. We'll see how he – you have to be a survivalist to be able to do that, right? You need a little self-preservation out there. So I can't imagine that he kills it in the corners, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that might be a safe assumption. Ryan Rashog from TSN joining us from Penticton. A few other guys, Ryan, you talked about those goal scorers, you know, guys who had 40, you know, 30, not only 30 plus goals, but 45. And, you know, Holmberg had 62. You know, Winquist is another guy with some skill. Any idea where those guys are going to play? And do you think those guys have a shot to be contributors at the AHL this year?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we were talking to Todd Nelson today, and this is a really interesting camp for him. More so than probably the Oilers coaches. I mean, he's watching this closely because this is his first look at some of these guys that are legitimately going to play for him this year. I mean, Dallas Aikens doesn't need to worry about most of these guys at this point. But yeah, he needs to look at these guys, the guys like Holmberg. And, you know, I know he has a little bit of experience with Jujhar Khaira, but where does he see that guy playing in his lineup this year? Same thing with Mitch Meraz. Where does he see that guy playing in his lineup this year? These are guys who he realistically is going to be on the bus with him. He's going to deploy these guys. And so he's on the bench. He's the one, you know, putting together some of these combinations and getting an opportunity to deal with these guys for the first time. So, yeah, I would say the expectation would be that whether it's a guy like Holmberg or, Greg Chase, these are the guys who are going to potentially be offensive contributors for him this year. And so they're going to get a good look at this tournament. He's going to get a good look at them. And really, this is his first chance to get his claws into some of these guys and see what he's got.
Lauren Brassois starting tonight?
Yeah, he's going to play the whole game too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're giving him the whole game. So that's that'll be interesting to see how he does. Kind of good opportunity for him. But I think that he has an opportunity to play a lot this year. I don't think I think they feel like he could be their goaltender of the future, and they want to test him. And he did well for himself in his first year as a pro. And it wouldn't surprise me if he got a lot of opportunity this year.
Well, yeah, he's going to play with Bachman down in the American League.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that it's going to be a 1-2 setup. I think that if he plays well, the push. I don't think they're married to Bachman. I think that they want to see what Bressois can do. And if he's showing well, I think he'll be given every opportunity to play regularly. That's my sense of it.
Okay.
I don't think they're just going to say, yeah, he's our backup for sure in the minors. I think they're going to give him every opportunity to be more than that.
Yeah, I could see that, right? If he's good enough to get some minutes, then yeah, play him. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Like Richard Bachman is never going anywhere in the organization, right? He's an AHL veteran goalie, which is fine. You need them. It's important, especially with that young blue line in front of him. Because down there in OKC this year, it's going to be extremely young.
Yeah, no, it will. And like Bressois, let's face it. I mean, he's probably, you know, he's the best goaltending prospect in the system, and he it's still really early for him, but they need him to pan out better than Devin Dubnyk did. I mean, how many years did they invest in Devin? And as it turns out, it fizzled. So they need to invest some time and energy in a goaltending prospect and have it work out, because the Oilers haven't had that in a really long time. And I think they feel they know this guy because of the proximity when he played junior. And I think he's going to be given every chance to develop. And if he's ready to develop quickly, I think they're going to let him.
Shager, games, what, tonight, Sunday, Monday for the Oilers?
They play tonight, they play tomorrow, and then they have a day off, and then they play Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they've got like a van tonight, Calgary tomorrow, and then a day off, and then I believe Winnipeg on the Monday.
Well, so. Vancouver tonight might be the best game. Canucks got 5 first-rounders in their lineup.
Yeah, no, for sure. The Canucks they've got some good players at this camp, and Hunter Shkarek, Bo Horvat, real good players. We just had a chat with Jim Benning and talked to him about how he feels about this year's crop, and I think they feel pretty good about what they've got in their system, and he's going to try and sort of, it's a combination. It's not a rebuild. It's not a retool. It's kind of a hybrid of both. They've got some young players in the system. Horvat's got the best chance of staying with the team, though, among those two.
Shager, enjoy the camp. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.